720 WGN, happy 4th of July. I'm Mark Carmen, he's Andy Mazur. I had the worst loss of my tennis life today. We can get into that later. So incredibly embarrassing.
You challenge a lot of people on Twitter, and I've noticed that.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that later, too.
Yeah, can't wait.
But we have Randy Wehofer on the line. He's the voice of your AAA Iowa Cubs, and watching Kyle Schwarber mash baseballs as Schwarber hit two bombs yesterday. Randy, thanks for taking time and jumping on WGN. Welcome.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Is Kyle Schwarber ready to come back?
He's looked good to me, and it's not just about the home runs. You know, the first couple of games against New Orleans, they had a couple of lefties who have been pitching pretty well in this league, and they were tough on our whole lineup, and I know Kyle hadn't seen a lot of left-handed pitchers toward the end of his stay in Chicago before he came down. And, you know, the first day looked like a guy kind of feeling his way through things, but, you know, now he's laying off pitches out of the zone. Everything he's hitting is solid contact. He's hitting balls to all fields. One home run to left field yesterday, another one to right field. He's making the working counts. He's doing all the things that I remember him doing here in 2015 when he only stayed for a couple of weeks and went up and established himself as a major league hitter. So I certainly think that the work that he's doing here has been productive, and I don't expect him to stay probably that much longer.
Randy, good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. I'm curious your thoughts, maybe, because I know the people in the media here and the fans expect so much from this young guy. But I mentioned before you came on, the fact is that you know, all his games combined in the big leagues don't add up to one full season in the major leagues. And there's not a whole lot of difference. It's 19 base hits is the difference between his 2015 season and his 2017 season. And unfortunately, when you're batting under 200, it gets a little more magnified. You know, do you think it was just a matter of confidence as far as he was concerned, or playing every day like I thought that, you know, maybe he needed to do?
I think this is a product of being 25 years old and missing an entire year of competition, whether it was AAA, Major League, AA, whatever it would have been. The fact that he came back and did what he did in the World Series is nothing short of miraculous. And he's probably the victim of his own success a little bit in terms of raised expectations. The game's just not that easy to miss an entire calendar year, to do all the rehab work that he did, and then to come back and to just keep moving forward as if none of that ever happened. The game just doesn't work that way. You know, and I talked with him in our pregame show the other day, and you know, he wasn't a real deep answer that he gave me, but I think there's something to the fact that he has spent his whole career proving that he could be a catcher. He's adjusting to a lot now. It's not just the injury, but being a leadoff hitter, his new role as being an outfielder and an emergency catcher, and not putting in all the extra work. He loves to work, and maybe he has spent too much time in the cage in the absence of doing the catching work. It's just a lot of new stuff for anyone to deal with. But the one thing that he said in our local media session that sticks with me, that I think all of these young guys have in common, he says, "I'm not afraid to do the work, and I'm back here because I want to be the best." And that desire, I think, is what's going to carry him back to being the guy that everyone hopes he and expects that he can be. It's just not that easy all the time.
Getting baseball turned on, if that's a thing. That was just, I want to be the best. That was it. That put me over the top. Randy, where's he hitting the lineup? I should be checking the box scores more than I am, but it's interesting. Like, is he going to come back and be the leadoff guy? I'm hoping that's not the case, but where's he hitting right now?
He's hit third every day for us. If you check the box score from yesterday, he hit seventh, but that was because we had to finish a rain-suspended game from last Sunday, and that's where the DH was on Sunday before he joined us, and that was the only spot we had to plug him into. So that one was an outlier and an unusual circumstance. He's batted third and played left field, and he's DH'd one time when we're playing the Rangers affiliate and have that at our disposal for this series. And our manager told me he's going to hit third every day he's in the lineup with us. I have no idea what that means for where he'll hit or how he'll be used when he goes back to Chicago. But for the purpose of getting his timing and working on the things that he's doing, they've left him alone in the three spot in this lineup for this week.
Now, what other things specifically, I mean, are they trying to work with him? I mean, because it didn't look like he had a real confident approach in the leadoff spot. I know that's one of those extra things that, you know, you were talking about getting kind of thrown at him, not alone, let alone learning left field and also trying to have the pressures of seeing pitches and maybe being out of his comfort zone a little bit there. But is there anything specific that they were trying to work with him on down there just to try to get him, I guess, back into confident mode?
You know, he hasn't talked about anything specific mechanically. And, you know, from my sight, without breaking down film and seeing what he looked like 2 weeks ago, I'm sure they have that at their disposal. I could and haven't. But I think Theo's comments were, you know, he was a 300 hitter throughout his career. And the reason it made sense to try him in the leadoff spot was that he was always a guy willing to take his walks. But now that the game has gone to launch angle and the home run, it defines guys' careers, I think there's a temptation to get locked in on pulling the ball and being a home run hitter. And Theo's comments were to the effect of, we want him to go back and get back to the mindset of being a hitter and not a slugger. And I think we've seen that here, willing to take a pitch to the opposite field and hit it to left. And not just worrying about hitting the ball 400 feet to right. I don't get the chance to see every Chicago game on TV as much as I'd like, as they often are on at the same time that we're playing down here. So I don't know exactly all of the ins and outs of what he was doing in Chicago that led to the 170, but I think that makes a lot of sense on the surface, that it's easy, especially as a young guy, to kind of get caught up in the, you know, all this launch angle and exit velocity and just trying to hit the ball 500 feet all the time. And that's not what made him the super prospect that he was and turned him into a young major league star. And they wanted him to get back to being more of that all around hitter.
Just pop four Advil on the launch angle and every other baseball stat that baseball people that we now need to know, Randy. You're doing your job and you're doing incredibly well. Randy Wehofer, voice of the AAA Iowa Cubs, with us here on 720 WGN. Ian Happ, Randy, went wild today. 3-for-4, 4 RBIs, couple of home runs. Did you think he would be this successful? And he has been up and down, but he seems to have kind of leveled off right now and looks like he's not going anywhere except for staying with the Cubs the rest of the way.
Yeah, I think I'm not surprised that he's had success, and I'm not surprised that it has been a little bit of a roller coaster, because it should, as the league adjusts and he adjusts back. But I think he has some of those intangible qualities that a lot of these other guys that have passed through here possess, that desire, you know, that it's not just fun to be good when it's easy. He's willing to put in the work, and I think the circumstances with all the different injuries and things that the Cubs have had that have allowed him to be an everyday player, I don't think he would have enjoyed the success if he was only playing every third or fourth day. You know, so his versatility to play the infield and the outfield, to be a switch hitter where there's no obvious mismatch for him, allowing Joe Maddon to keep him in the lineup most every day, allows him to make the adjustments back when things don't go well. I think for a young player, you know, you come up and you're swinging the bat pretty well, and that's why you get called up and you get hot for a couple of weeks. And then the advanced scouts find a certain spot where you're not hitting it so well, and they put it there for 2 weeks in a row, and you have to figure it out. And by that time, most young guys get sent to the bench, and he didn't. And that's what allowed him to come back. So he has all of those qualities and was terrific here and showed the ability to be a hitter and not just a slugger, even though, you know, he's not Bryant and Schwarber size, but he hit the ball out of any ballpark in Major League Baseball, and he's shown that too, and he can do some damage. So I'm happy for him and glad to see he's had the opportunity to ride those waves to make the adjustments to be able to stick.
Randy, is there any fallout in AAA from you know, the Cubs winning the World Series last year? I know a lot of these guys were in spring training with the big league club a year ago. You get that close to things, and now you're on the cusp of, you know, working your rear end off and maybe getting a chance to get to the big league club. I mean, it's not that you can really notice anything. I guess people are trying to work harder, but there's an extra incentive, I would think.
Yeah, and guys don't shy away from that. And I think the time spent in Major League camp and the culture that the Cubs have developed, all of these guys kind of tell me consistently that, you know, when they go up, they're welcomed, and that's different than what baseball has ever been before. That the veterans in Chicago, whether it's been Rob Zastrzyzny going up on the pitching staff, or Wilson Contreras going up amidst David Ross and Miguel Montero and all of the things that he went into a year ago, that it was always a welcoming atmosphere for all of those guys that allowed them to be comfortable and to concentrate on the baseball part and fit in. And so when guys are part of that in spring training, that extends here. I think they do a really good job of telling guys what they expect from them, where they might fit in, and they know that the way Joe Maddon manages and the way he moves people around, because injuries and now with the new 10-day DL rather than 15, that every day is the day that the phone could ring and bring you up and go back and be part of that. So I think there's an overall culture that's been developed within that clubhouse that makes AAA feel even closer than it ever has been, at least in this organization and over the last 3 years.
Is there any help that we're not hearing about that's possibly on the way? Then we need some help up here, Randy. Pitching, offense.
You've taken within the last 3 days about 60% of our offense between Candelario, Caratini, and Zagunas that went up. And I know Mark's on his way back after Zobrist was activated. But Casey Kelly is a guy that's pitching pretty well right now. Our starting rotation has stabilized, and they're not, come up and be front end of the rotation guys, but they're guys probably capable between Kelly and Williams Perez with some major league experience to go up and do some things there. Offensively, Schwarber's coming back soon, and he's the number one guy that is like an acquisition almost at this point in the year. And there's probably not some names that'll wow you necessarily from a prospect standpoint, but these guys can play. I mean, we've taken up, lost the three biggest pieces offensively within the last 10 days of our offense, and we're averaging more runs per game in this last stretch of 8 games than we have all season. So there's some depth to the lineup here, but it's kind of a matter of 40-man roster spots and kind of all the business of baseball things too. I just think that after last year, you don't have to be the greatest team in the history of the world to win a championship. 2 years ago, the Cubs had a hustle to 98 wins just to get the second wild card and learned a lot from that experience. And now you have the good fortune of being in a division where, 88 wins might win it for you and probably will the way things are going. So getting to the tournament is what it's all about. And I think there's every reason to believe that the Cubs are better than the Brewers over the next 80 games to make that happen.
I would agree.
That's what I've been saying.
And I still want to trade Wade Davis and get a ton of players back, Randy, but that's a story for another time. Hey, we got to run here, but real quick, is Victor Caratini ready to be a backup catcher?
Well, see, that's the tricky thing. Is there ever been a championship team that's had two catchers under 26? And I don't know that that's happened, and I don't know that it's fair to Caratini to be a backup. I probably would investigate being looking at a veteran catcher to have as a complement there that's willing to put in the work for 2 days a week of work, because I think Caratini has the potential to be too good of a player to only play 2 days a week for the rest of the year the way he's been swinging it here. So I think that's an interesting dilemma for the organization to kind of answer and investigate for sure.
I'll put Contreras out in left field right now. I got no problem with that if Caratini was actually great. They need offense, assuming that Kyle Schwarber does not come back and be Kyle Schwarber, which I understand from this interview that Kyle Schwarber is about to be back and is going to hit 7,000 home runs the rest of the year. That's what I'm taking out of this, Randy.
Always putting words in people's mouths,
Thanks for the time, Randy. Continued success with the Iowa Cubs, and we appreciate you jumping on the 4th of July weekend. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.